now, Nevada Real Estate Radio. You'll never go wrong when you get your advice from real estate professionals that you know, like, and trust. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to Nevada Real Estate Radio. Glad to be with you today. A very nice spring day here in northern Nevada, and the market is heating up for buying and selling real estate and for moving. Some people that want to move, they're not looking to move to a new house or a new condo. Maybe they've lived in a whole bunch of houses and condos for their life. Now they want to move to a senior living area. We're going to be talking about that with our guests in the studio today. Coming up is Trish Trenowith. She is with Morningstar Senior Living here in Sparks. And also Lisa Fleck, mortgage lender extraordinaire at Neo Home Loans. We'll be back with that and more after this.
Time and time again, people come to Sage International Incorporated because they experience confusion about the entity or entities they have formed either on their own or through another service provider. If you do not understand how to obtain solid liability protection, effective tax reduction, or have never given any thought to the importance of exit or estate planning issues, then the Sage Facilitator Program was designed specifically for you. To learn more, call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 and schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill today. The Sage clients enrolled in the Sage Facilitator Program have discovered that this proprietary process creates tremendous peace of mind for themselves and their families. It's time for you to stop worrying by calling 775-786-5515 to learn more so we can help you today. Call Sage International.
The most productive hour of your week. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
You're tuning in to 93.7 FM. Thanks for tuning in to our radio show. And today we're going to be talking about real estate and real estate for investors and real estate for seniors. That would be me and a lot of the people that I know. I read not long ago that there are currently more 65-year-olds in America than there ever have been in history. How about that? I wanted to be, you know, kind of different than everybody else all my life, and I'm not anymore. I'm still not, right? I'm in this big, big crowd. But this is where all the action is in the senior living world. I've been reading in the trades about how younger generations are struggling, of course, with being happy, all of the challenges that they have right now. Wait till they're 40 or 50. By then, maybe things will turn around, because for a lot of seniors, that's really what has happened. We've struggled much of our lives, worked much of our lives, and now we're at an area where we have retirement on the horizon and how we want to live our retirement. Maybe we want to sit around all day and watch TV, or we want to play pickleball and tennis and swim and do a lot of fun things. So we're talking about the senior living world. Joining me today from Morningstar Senior Living in Sparks, Nevada is Trish Trenowith. Trish, welcome to our radio show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is good to have you here. I'm interested in talking about the senior living worlds because I'm one of the youngest in my family, big, big family. So a lot of my older brothers and sisters, senior living centers, my parents, senior living, and I probably will end up in a senior living center someday myself. Tell us a little bit about Morningstar.
Absolutely. So we have an amazing community with independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Mm-hmm. Not many have all three where you can age in place. There is a difference between independent and assisted. Truly independent, full kitchens in their apartments. They have activities. We do some meals, but they are independent of care. They enjoy not having yards anymore all the housekeeping and fixing things when they break because we're there to do all of that, but we have more than a traditional apartment complex.
It sounds really fascinating to me. I'm thinking back to my youthful days when I was living in a dorm in college and then moved into a condominium, and I had all those same things.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do any yard work. I had good community fun.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like being able to regress back to those good times.
Yeah. It takes all the pressure off of taking care of your house. A lot of our seniors have had homes for many, many years, and they want to downsize. They don't need all the space, and they don't want all the things that come with home ownership anymore.
Yeah, home ownership. It has its benefits, but it has its
Absolutely.
Cost and its price,
Absolutely.
Too. Here to talk about home ownership, Lisa Fleck from Neo Home Loans. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm great, Peter. Thanks for having me.
So have you delved or do you work with seniors and when they're making transitions, selling that last home, buying that last home? Seniors have been a big part of my life. How about you?
Yeah, it's actually one of the areas that I do focus my business on. From the lending aspect of that, for some seniors that don't want to vacate their properties, but are in a position financially on more of on a fixed income, that what I do is, you know, they've been taking care of their home their whole lives, and I help them transition or look at the possibility of maybe switching and having the home take care of them.
Yes.
Through a reverse mortgage. So that's one of the areas that I specialize in my business.
Does that reverse mortgage include yard work?
Yes, the reverse mortgage still includes yard work, unless we structure it so that then you have someone who can come in and do those types of things. So
well,
it's
that's
basically
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, giving you an opportunity financially to mm-hmm. be able to age in place if that's what works best for you.
Yeah.
And not have the stress of those unexpected expenses and things like that that can come up.
I've kind of thought about that. I'm doing a lot of major work in my yard. I've got a pretty big yard, and it takes a lot of work, a lot of manpower. And even when it's all set, each part of it, it needs maintenance. And I can mm-hmm. do it right now, and it's fun, and I enjoy it. I actually mm-hmm. do it for a hobby. But I know that someday I may not want to, but
right.
I might want to stay in that home for a long time.
Right.
So that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
The reverse mortgage would pay in more ways than one, I know. In that case, it would pay for the yard work or any other maintenance or upkeep that I need.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have a mortgage payment every month, would I?
Right, exactly.
So,
that's
so there's some extra cash there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
How are things going in the mortgage world? At least I know that things pick up generally in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what's going on across the country with the housing shortages and the interest rates and whatnot. But are we having much of a spring when it comes to mortgage?
Yeah, I think that I definitely have seen an uptick in my business in regards to people just finally giving up and saying, you know, this. I still need to make changes in my life. I still have things I want to do. And so they have adapted to an interest rate at 7%. And so we're getting really creative in ways to help people manage the affordability aspect of a mortgage through creative things like seller concessions for interest rate buy downs and things like that. But
yeah.
Definitely have seen an uptick in the business and people getting pre-qualified.
Well, that's nice because this still shows that people have this great desire to be homeowners.
Absolutely.
And this great desire to have it on the top tier yeah. of the things that are most important to them.
Yeah.
Seniors are no different. And I would imagine, Trish, when we're talking about seniors that are leaving their primary residence to move into a senior living facility, they have those same concerns too. Is it the right time? Is the timing right? When people are talking to you about making this move or the move being made for a family member, do you come across those issues? How do you deal with them?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of barriers that can come in for them. A lot of it is the downsize itself. So how do I take this 3,000 square foot home and come into this apartment that's, you know, 900 square feet? Which in the 3,000 square foot home, they don't use most of it, but how do we downsize? So I'm going to go, some of them want to take a year and go through each thing that they have. So we have companies that specialize in helping them downsize. So there's all kinds of avenues for them to go. One unfortunate thing for a lot of them is they've saved a lot of things for their children that we don't want or we don't need or we don't like. So that there's a family dynamic that comes in with that. So when they have the ability to make their own choice is the best transition into a senior living versus some kind of health crisis where somebody has to make a decision for them. So those are some of the biggest barrier is that downsize and leaving their home.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we take with them? Well, we want our favorite things, our favorite chair, our favorite blanket, our pets. We are pet friendly, mm-hmm. so we want to bring our four-legged family members. And so those are important things to look at as we look at that downsize into senior living.
Very nice. That's quite a facility they are talking about.
Sounds
there, Lisa,
great.
Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
And
put that on my list.
Yeah, but, well, you know, the reason that we're talking about this is not only for the people that are in need now or tomorrow, it's what about 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road? I've been through this with my older parents, elder brothers and sisters. I'm already starting to get rid of stuff. I'm already starting to thin out. I'm trying to live a lean life, and really that gives me more time, less stress, less burdens to carry in some
way.
Absolutely. Because you don't have all that stuff. But it's hard because that's part of the American success dream is having stuff, right?
Absolutely.
We even have storage areas for our stuff.
Yeah. A place to store more of our stuff, yes.
I know people that have two storage areas because one storage area is not enough to store their stuff.
All their stuff, yeah.
But anyway, it is good that we have something available for all markets, all generations of the real estate home and buying and selling market. When people move to a senior living environment, a senior living community, that's one more home available for sale, is it not?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone that I deal with that's come to me is moving. Majority of them are moving from their home.
Yes.
That they've a lot of them have had it for a long time, uh-huh. or they've had several homes. This is their last one. Some come from apartments or different living, but a lot of them come, you know, this is their next step from selling their last home.
Yes. So you say that these are apartments. It sounds pretty independent style living to me.
It is. So everybody, our job is to keep everyone as independent as possible mm-hmm. and living the best life that they can. They've made it to the age they are. They've had a great life. They've shown us how amazing they are. And we want them to be able to continue that with ease. So each community within our community is structured for them to have the best experience they can, the best life enrichment, and to have the best life they can in their last years.
Oh, that's fantastic. And there are three areas of the community. Tell us again what they are.
Independent living, mm-hmm. assisted living, and memory care.
All right. So in the independent living, are residents allowed to have their own vehicles? Can they drive? Can they have cars? Do they have
Absolutely.
A place to park
them? Okay. Absolutely. Those apartments come with full kitchens. They can still cook. We do provide some meals. They have a dining room. We have activities for them. We can do transportation if they don't drive or don't want to drive mm-hmm. to places. But it's like their own apartment with just more things that are for them with the dining and all
nice.
Of their life enrichment.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they make friends and they have all kinds of things that they do with all of their friends. I have lots of couples that live there that meet other couples that mm-hmm. they do things with.
Nice. It's nice. You have independence, yep. but you have that security of that community.
Yes.
In 10, 20, 30 years, if Lisa or I want to go live there, and we're still riding motorcycles, we might want to bring our motorcycle and
Absolutely.
Start out there.
Absolutely.
All right. That sounds great. We're going to look at the Northern Nevada real estate market stats and talk more with our guests in the studio after this quick message.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
Attention, restaurant and bar owners. Don't let your profits go down the drain. Call Rapid Rooter Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365.
People call us. It's usually a plumbing emergency. I hear things like, help, we're underwater, or the wedding party starts in an hour. The bathrooms don't work.
Call Rapid Rooter, 775-322-4124. Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365. RapidRooterNV.com.
Natakwa
News. Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today.
Natakwa.
Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
We're back on Nevada Real Estate Radio. A lot of my friends are doing the same thing that I'm doing, enjoying March Madness. All the great basketball that we're watching, men's teams, women's teams, it's all exciting. And a lot of this viewing, it's not happening at home. It's happening at bars and restaurants. We love bars and restaurants. And the owners of bars and restaurants, congratulations if you're getting great business. However, if you're having trouble with your plumbing, that's where Rapid Rooter comes to the play. 24/7, 365, the commercial plumbing, drain, and sewer company is there to take care of those big issues and even the small issues as well. So give them a call anytime, weekends, nights, holidays, 24/7, 365, RapidRooterNV.com. The number, 775-322-4124. Go Iowa. With me in the studio, Lisa Fleck and also Trish Trenwith. They are my guests today. We're talking about seniors. like me, like many of our listeners' relatives, who are going to be moving from their primary residence to a senior living facility. Trish is talking about Morningstar Senior Living. And Morningstar has been in Sparks how long, Trish?
Our building opened in 2008 with a different company. Morningstar came in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So
very good.
Going on 11 years now as a company overall. Morningstar is 20 years old last summer.
Very nice. And you have a lot of experience in the business yourself then, with your family experience.
Yes.
And now with your business experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lisa Fleck, tell us about your business and how it relates to the senior community as well. In addition to, I know we talked about the reverse mortgages,
yeah,
which are very important.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel sometimes like Northern Nevada is a lot of seniors. It's kind of a senior retirement destination for a lot of folks.
Well, I think you have the influx of the continuation of the exodus or migration into Nevada with people out of California,
right,
sending their kids up here to school. The kids stay, and then the parents, when they're ready, sell their place in California and move up to Northern Nevada because it's grandkids and a great place to be.
Right.
So I think that what I find myself doing as a mortgage advisor is really when I sit down with clients who are in that transition of their final move.
Mm-hmm.
Helping them and the family members too. I think that that's a really key component, and Trish did mention that she does. You don't work with just the people that are going to be making the move or doing a reverse mortgage. You're working with the whole family because it becomes a family unit decision.
Right.
And so it's that ability to sit down and do what I like to call a discovery meeting with my seniors and kind of learn and understand what it is that their goals are. What do they have set up in regards to home health care options, long-term care, things like that? What are their true desires? You know, if they're big into traveling, then this, you know, doing a reverse mortgage may not be the best thing for them to do. Maybe they purchase another house using a reverse mortgage and downsize, or they sell and take all that equity from the home that they have sold, which is in many cases, in most cases, tax-free, depending on how your CPA helps you figure that out,
mm-hmm,
and use that and put it into an account that then can fund the lifestyle at a independent living facility or something like that. So there's lots of different strategies, I think, that it has to be like a discovery conversation.
Oh, yes.
As to what's really going to be best for them long term, because the biggest fear that I run into with senior citizens is that they don't have the lifetime ahead of them to correct a mistake or a bad choice that they've made. And so oftentimes there is paralyzing fear and concern about making any choice. And so taking the time to sit down and really help them go deep and understand what is really what their goals are is really beneficial.
Well, and too, it sounds like if some of these decisions were made earlier in life,
right,
they wouldn't be there at the end dangling, mm-hmm, and with the burden that they do have. It seems to be heavier as we age, the burdens do. When if we dealt with something at an earlier age, mm-hmm, and had things in place, mm-hmm, it might make it easier not only on ourselves but our family too. Trish Trenoweth, tell us, what do you think would be a good age for people to start talking about this? I mean, I was starting to think about this basically when I was in my 50s. Maybe it was too late, but when is a good time to start making these plans for that quote-unquote last move?
Yeah, I think the best time, well, the earlier the better, right? When we talk to our family about what our wish is for our next step, what our thoughts are, what we want to look at, then it works the best to have all of the family, like Lisa said, these are family decisions. Everybody is part of that, children, sometimes grandchildren, mm-hmm, even great-grandchildren get involved helping make these decisions. So I think the earlier we tell our family, we talk about it, the better that it is, so everybody's on board.
Yeah, and there's no misunderstandings, there's no arguments. I can tell you that the bigger the family, the more likely there can be problems.
Yeah.
When you've got one child, maybe two, it can be settled pretty quickly. But the bigger the family, I think all the more reason to work on what your future plans are going to be. So real estate is a hot topic for everybody, and I think a big part of real estate, from what I'm hearing from today's guests, other guests that we've had, is that the senior living world is a new area of real estate that really we don't hear a lot of chatter about in the trades. We hear all about interest rates and housing shortages, but what about senior living communities? Trish, are there more of them coming up? Is that an area of growth that we don't hear a lot about? Is that for real?
Absolutely. And they expect over the next 10 years even more as more of boomers come into play and the population, then we'll see more and more senior living. Our company has gone, I've been with them a year and a half. I think we had 32 open sister properties. Now we're at 37 or 38. We've got one opening in Las Vegas later this summer.
Oh, nice.
And there's a lot of growth in that. So we have four currently under development and more in the pipeline. And you'll see that with a lot of the companies in mm-hmm. senior living, that it's just a big growth area as the population ages.
Well, Lisa, it sounds kind of like a builder's market in a way for senior living sector.
Yeah, I think that there's potential. The communities, the 55 plus communities, which is kind of still maybe one step closer to the type of wonderful environment that Trish is talking about, but adds a little bit more independence to it. You've got Toll Brothers up in Somerset. It's been around for, Del Webb is up in Somerset. And then Toll Brothers has a 55-plus community. I think they have one or two down in Double mm-hmm. Diamond area.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I know about those types of situations, new construction, new homes, independent single-family residences. But I think Toll Brothers has taken it to a step higher in regards to having activities and things like that. So it's kind of like maybe it's a half a step towards mm-hmm. what, you still have the bigger home and type of thing like that.
But
so,
you have a little bit more of a community, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a trend you see basically kind of across the Sun Belt areas. It's been going on for quite a long period of time. So
yeah, when it comes down to it, I mean, people of all ages still love community. They love mm-hmm. to interact with other people.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people looking for that hermit lifestyle. People want to interact with other people, and it's great that the housing industry is looking at that and taking a good step toward that, because I hear that a lot of seniors in rural areas struggle because it's kind of lonely out there. And I know that because, too, that's where my family was from, a rural area. And we're out in the country, and it's pretty lonely out there when you're just sitting around. And with these communities, there are so many great activities. Have either of you played pickleball lately?
I've taken a class. I really want to play, but I'm working with a rotator cuff shoulder injury. So hopefully when that's resolved, then yes, mm-hmm. it's definitely something I want to pick up.
Yeah,
I have not. I will have to try that. I know it's hugely popular now.
It is, and I've not played it, but my wife got me a pickleball set for Christmas.
Ah.
And so as soon as I'm done, she's done working me in the yard, at some point I'm going to get onto a tennis court and play a little pickleball. It sounds like
nice.
A lot of fun. And I really do mean it sounds like a lot of fun, because there are tennis courts about two blocks away from my house, and when they play pickleball, I can hear them. It's got a real interesting, unique sound.
Yeah.
But the senior world is really vibrant today. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid in the 50s and 60s, seniors were anybody over 50, basically, and there wasn't a lot of vibrancy there, not like there is today. So that's the good news for people who are from my generation.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting. Lisa, we are going to talk about the stats in Northern Nevada.
Okay.
Got them right here. We're going to look at them from area to area. However, we have to take a quick break. So take out your calculator and your pencil. We'll be right back.
Natakwa. Natakwa News, the original, entertaining, informative, and historic publication. Natakwa News is a community newspaper with good news, history, travel, and fun. Natakwa News is delivered to the North Slopes of the Sierra Nevada throughout Nevada and California. It's a delightful experience of yesteryear. The articles are outstanding, and the illustrations bring the stories to life. Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
We are back on Nevada Real Estate Radio, having a good time talking about real estate and real estate for investors. I always wonder, what about the real estate action that's going to happen in 5 years or 10 years? Where's that action going to be in 15 years? I bet the buyers are going to be kids that are right now, maybe in junior high. Maybe they're even in grade school. Well, here's the thing. Some of these kids in school, they fall behind and they get pushed up to the next grade. Some of these kids in local schools, they can't even read by the time they're in sixth or seventh grade. And what do you do then? Besides struggling, there's a way to help. One of the companies that helps in Northern Nevada is called Fit Learning. They can help a student get caught up in one grade in as little as 40 hours with their unique one-on-one training. But there is a cost, and not all kids can afford it. That's why Fit Learning has created Empower Youth Foundation. They help kids through the science of learning. They use the power of custom curriculum and the exclusive one-on-one instruction to help these struggling children that are really coming from at-risk youth families. So, if we want to help, we want to support Empower Youth Foundation. These are the future homeowners of America. Visit the website, empoweryouthfoundation.org. With me in the studio, I have Trish Trenowith. She is with Morningstar Senior Living of Sparks. Also, Lisa Fleck from Neo Home Loans. I'm glad you're here, Lisa.
Thanks so much for having me, Peter.
Hey, we were talking about the home values in Northern Nevada and home values all across the country. They really haven't dropped off like a lot of folks thought would happen when the interest rates started to go up. In fact, in some areas, a lot of areas, the values have actually gone up. Yes. So let's take a look at what's going on in Northern Nevada, Lisa.
Sounds great.
We get our numbers from the Sierra Nevada Realtors. Let's get started with our key city, Reno, Nevada. What's it look like for the median sales price?
So understanding what a median sales price is, it just happens to be the exact middle home that sold for the month of February 2024. So when you look at all the homes that sold in February 2024, the middle house was $567,500. Mm-hmm. And compared to February of 2023, that price point is up 8.5%.
So even with all the issues on interest rates that we've had in the year, home values continue to go up, probably an affordability or rather an availability kind of situation.
Right, yeah, it's a balance. Supply and demand is coming. The reason why home values have really stayed sustained is because of supply and demand.
Yeah, so let's stay on Reno for just a little bit.
Sure.
Lisa, tell us, how many homes do we have in the market right now? We live in a big area here, probably 350,000 people maybe.
Yep.
How many homes are actively for sale?
344 was last month.
344.
Which was down 23% over February of 2023. So that's a huge drop of inventory. I would say we're probably at less about a month worth of inventory or less.
So regardless of interest rates, when you look at a supply and demand issue, the home values and costs have gone up, you could say simply because of supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with interest rates. Suddenly, there are very few homes for sale. Now, we all know that's the reason. It's the interest rate that's keeping the homes. But still, if you just look at that one category, supply and demand is huge. It's a huge factor. How long is it taking to close? Does this report give us a...
They're saying median days to contract is about 20 days, which is still a very short period of time. I remember when I started in the industry, you would list a house, it would take about 6 months to sell. That's on average. In a normal market with normal inventory levels, a house usually takes about 6 months to sell. We're saying we were 20 days, median days to contract.
That's amazing. Yeah. When I was in the mortgage world, our target was always 30 days or less. And I remember when we hit 29 days and it was a big party.
Yeah.
And now because of the way that the system operates and because of the amount of traffic within the real estate world, it's a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Sparks. How does it compare?
So Sparks is always a little less expensive. Their median sales price in February was $530,000, but they're still up 5.6% over February last year.
Mm-hmm.
They have 142 homes for sale. So adding those two together is probably a better reflection of about the 500 homes that I would expect to see in this area.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Their listings were actually down last month, whereas the listings in Reno were up. And from the day that they list the house until they get into contract, they were at 23 days.
So pretty close to.
Yeah, similar.
Still pretty fast, yeah.
Yeah.
The next big metro area, of course, is the capital city,
yeah.
Carson City. Let's see what's going on there.
It's Carson City. Their median sales price is kind of smack dab in the middle at $547,475, up 10% over February of 2023. They only have 71 homes for sale in February of this year.
Mm.
And their days to contract, when they list a house and get into contract, was 19 days.
I love Carson City. What a beautiful place to live.
It is a lovely place, isn't it?
When I travel there on business, I'm always fascinated with the fact that the mountains are so close. Mm-hmm. Plenty of golf courses. They're all around. Mm-hmm. And the food is fantastic. I love the restaurants in downtown Carson City.
Well, they have to feed all those legislative people every 2 years.
It takes good food to make...
It takes good food to make laws.
To
there
make
you
good
go.
Legislation.
There you go.
That's right. So Carson City, now, what about the speed of closing there, days to contract? Is that pretty much about the same, or is it take...
It's actually a little bit less.
Less?
19 days.
Wow.
So, yeah, but still in line with...
Yeah, well, I thought it would actually take longer in Carson City, but with all of the... legalese that takes place in the city, but is obviously not affecting the real estate transactions. Mm-mm. When we move outside of Carson City, now we're moving into some of the smaller communities that we cover. Okay. And the nice thing about these smaller communities is that not only do the prices change, the days to contract change, but the types of loans that you could get for a mortgage change as well, don't they, Lisa?
Yeah, they tend to, when you're talking about more of the rural areas, USDA comes into play as an option that's so great for some people. It's I kind of like say it's a common man's VA loan because it doesn't require any money down.
That's nice. That's nice. That is a really great factor. And I know there are a lot of other benefits when you look at those rural communities as well, because you have a choice of loans and you have a different kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, a rural lifestyle is really, I think, is a much more relaxed and pleasant lifestyle than the hustle and bustle of the city. There are people that love that part. They want to live in the hustle bustle. But if you don't, these next areas that we talk about, you really should pay attention. What's first, Lisa?
So I've got Douglas County, which, of course, is down to Minden and Gardnerville. Their median sales price for February 2024 was $744,900, which was up 38% over February 2023.
Wow.
So that's huge.
Well, that must be the reason that it's now exceeding Reno. If it didn't exceed Reno then, it was probably a lot closer a year ago. But I can understand why Douglas County would be more expensive. Yeah. I mean, Trish, you know the area well. Douglas County, what do we have real close?
Well, they have Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe,
yeah. Yeah. So
real close.
Very close.
So really, you know, the price in many ways is set by your distance from the lake.
A big
absolutely.
Portion of it.
Yeah.
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 100%. Yeah.
I live about 900 miles away from the lake, probably, is what it feels like.
Yeah.
But the closer you are to the lake, the better. So Douglas County really comes in nice. I love to go through Minden and Gardnerville. Great restaurants, Sharky's Casino, and real close to the California border. I've done a lot of cycling in the Markleyville area.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
And
area.
It is really, really, really a great place to be.
Yeah.
So I can understand why the Douglas County area would be priced higher. And you're right, it is the poor man's Lake Tahoe area, but let's not say poor man's.
No.
Let's just say
smart investors, Lake Tahoe
smart
area.
Smart investors, right? I would like to call it East Lake Tahoe. If we
there
could.
You go.
Give it,
okay.
Give
and,
it
well,
a
the
name.
Other advantage of living down there, too, compared to being up at the lake, is fire insurance.
Well, true enough.
You're not going to have the same issues with fire
So you don't
insurance
have the expenses of the elite, and you can live close enough to get that still good feel.
Yeah.
Very nice. What is our next area that we're looking at?
So then we go out to some of those outer areas, Fernley.
Fernley, Nevada.
Yeah, Fernley, Nevada. Their median sales price was $384,990, which was up 10% over February of 2023.
Still, $384,990. How far is that away from the Reno number?
It's just a couple hundred thousand.
Couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
You know, that's just pocket change to some people.
Yeah.
If you're looking at maybe the Lake Tahoe area, but a couple hundred thousand for somebody that's looking to decide between Reno, Sparks, Carson, wherever. I've always felt Fernley is an outstanding buy because it's so close. It's so much easier to access than many of the other rural areas with I-80.
Yeah. And it's growing.
And it's actually growing, yes. It's got a lot of industry, a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
And it's close to Reno Sparks.
Yeah.
So if you still want to come here for whatever, it's a quick drive.
Well, and it's also something that there's coming from the Bay Area, there's a saying that's called you drive till you qualify.
Ah.
And so it is because you take a look at that $200,000 difference and at a 7% interest rate, that's a substantial monthly savings in your payment. So, you know, if that is something that speaks to you and you want to be in an area that is up and coming, it's going to be a good investment out there in that area too.
I think Fernley's great for first-time home buyers, Lisa, too, because for that same reason that I always encourage first-time home buyers to think about becoming investors.
Yeah.
So what that means when they move out of that first home to another home, wherever they move, keep ownership of that home, but rent it out and use it as rental income, you can start to build a ton of equity and security for your retirement.
There you go. And that's exactly how you start mortgage planning as a first-time home buyer, thinking about what's going to happen in the next 30 to 40 years. And so incorporating those ideas and concepts with that first home purchase really allows us to help people grow their generational wealth and create real estate independence.
Yeah. Yeah. If you took the purchase price of Reno or Sparks or even Carson, and you took that same money and looked at what you could do for it in a lower priced area that was close, like Fernley, you might be able to buy a home and a condo and instantly become an investor. I mean, there's just so many good ways to think about it, but you have to have that mentality, right?
Yeah.
If you are though fixed on living in South Meadows or living in Collin Ranch and that's the only place you'll accept, well, we're going to be looking there for you, aren't
we? Yeah, exactly. Everybody's different.
Yeah. What is next on our area?
So we have Lyon County, which would incorporate all of the Fernley area, but that also Lyon County incorporates Virginia City Highlands.
Yes.
So that's going to be a little bit high. So that being up there, including that area, it bumps up median sales price up to $432,499.
$432,499. You know, we have to remember that also includes the hub of Lyon County, Yerington, Nevada. I was there recently. Lovely community.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's a small town that reminds me of my small town, my hometown from Colorado. Uh-huh. There's so much action. There's so much going on in this little tiny small town.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, very friendly. Kind of like it to the Andy Griffith Show, if you ever watched that on television.
Maybe.
It's just always something happening. A great cast of characters. And I am really recommending that people tour Lyon County to see all that's there. There's a lot of great stuff. It's right through the Carson River, goes right through there as well.
It's a beautiful area.
And as well as they have Lake Lahontan not far from there, and just a ton of four-wheeling fun. So what is our next area that we're looking at?
So the next one is Fallon, and their median sales price right now in February of 2024 was $327. Now, this is the one specific city that is down over February 2023. But it's only down 1.7%.
Yeah, so
I would call it a flat market. I wouldn't necessarily say just again because a median sales price just happens to be what the middle priced home was in the month of February. That's a fluctuating number. It doesn't mean that home values are necessarily going down.
Right, because all it would take is one more sale or even one less sale.
Correct.
And that number could have been gone in the other direction. But I love Fallon because it is truly a rural community. A true small town community that's close enough to commute to from Reno. Mm-hmm. Fallon is home of the Naval Air Base.
Yeah.
And Fallon is home of the Cantaloupe Festival. Also love Sand Mountain. Many people have driven by it, and many people have never stopped. I haven't stopped yet, but I'm going to. And I know a lot of good people in Fallon, lifelong residents. They just tell me just what a great community it is, and I believe them because they are so happy there.
Yeah.
A lot of dairies. A lot of agriculture, a lot of beekeepers in Fallon, Nevada.
Of course.
Yeah, so you can get the rural lifestyle and still enjoy the metropolitan area if you want to by living just that far away. And it's about an hour, maybe a touch more at the most, from Reno Sparks. So it's a very pleasant drive.
Yeah.
And our last area to look at. Is
so we've got Lake Tahoe up at the lake. So it was $1.298 million. That is actually up 23% over last year.
Go figure. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Absolutely.
But I don't get there that often because I'm handcuffed here to the radio program. But whenever people come to visit from out of town, that's one of the first place I take them because that's what they want to see.
Yeah. Now, interesting. This is an interesting statistic. They only have 30 active listings at the lake right now.
Mm-hmm.
And only 7 new listings came on the market in February. And they only closed 3.
Wow.
So that's an interesting...
Yeah, well, it's a real tight market in Lake Tahoe because they really can't build anymore. Very few areas where they can build anything. And so you're dealing with the existing inventory pretty much year after year. And obviously, demand goes up, and there goes the supply-demand issue. So a good recap on what's happening in the Northern Nevada market. What this all tells me, Lisa, is that people are still interested in buying homes in
our
beautiful area.
Yep.
Thanks for that report. We're going to come back and talk more with Trish Krenowith from Morningstar Senior Living about this great operation that they have in Sparks, Nevada. Also, more with Lisa Fleck. Lisa, I want to talk a little bit about the VA mortgage. Okay. You mentioned that earlier. We have a lot of veterans that tune into our show. You can explain that more after this message.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today.
And we're back on Nevada Real Estate Radio. A lot of our listeners, they're real estate investors. Maybe they're an investor because they turned their primary residence into an investment property. Now they moved on to their new home. So they're making income on that first investment property. Great news. But if you own it as a sole proprietor, you could be in for some problems. What with slip and falls and a litigious society, you need to incorporate your real estate holdings as soon as you become a real estate investor. That's why I recommend that you talk to Sherry Hill from Sage International. She can help you set up your real estate holdings properly so that you have the protection you need and the security that you're doing things the right way for the benefit of your business and your family. Give her a call, 800-254-5779, or visit the website, sageintl.com. With me in the studio, Trish Trinowith, and she is with Morningstar Senior Living in Sparks. And joining us too, Lisa Fleck from NEO Home Loans. Lisa, how long have you been at NEO?
I've been with NEO for 3 years now.
3 years, but you've been in the mortgage industry a lot
24.
Longer. 24 years. 2000. What a year that was. Huh?
It was an adventurous year. Let me tell you.
Yes, it was, and so many changes have taken place since 2000.
Wow.
It's absolutely
yeah.
amazing. I saw a lot of the changes come shortly after I entered into the mortgage world, but things have really stabilized quite a bit since mm-hmm. then. No major changes, so that's the good news.
Right.
We're just hoping for some better interest in interest.
Yes.
Trish Krenowith, Trish Morningstar Senior Living. You have to love what you're doing to really be good at it, so I know you
Absolutely.
Love what you do, but I have family passion when I talk about seniors. How about you? Did you have a lot of older people in your life too that you had to deal with, grandparents, parents, and
Absolutely.
Siblings?
Both. I had amazing set of parents that unfortunately I don't have anymore today, but went through aging processes with them and health issues. Same with my grandparents. Had my maternal grandparents lived closer to us than my paternal grandparents, so I spent a lot of my life with them. Amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
And went through their aging process too. So I'm familiar with what families are going through when they come talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good that you've gone through that because there's so many unknowns out there. Everybody has a different life, and as they get to having to transition from their regular living environment to a more community environment, they have so much stuff. And with bigger families, you have potential for bigger problems. So you talked about having a transition director.
We have a great, amazing team that helps every resident that comes in. So as they look at that transition with family help, we have companies on the outside that we refer that do downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really great companies that help our residents find what's the best things to bring with them, their most important pieces and things that are important to them,
mm-hmm.
Helping them downsize, do estate sales, going through the process of moving. And I think having something like that is really helpful instead of trying to rely on your grown kids and grandkids and everybody to come help pack up the U-Haul and decide what to do with all of your things.
Yeah.
It can be just such an easy step and make it much easier on them through the whole move process.
I had some relatives who were in that stage of their life, but they didn't really want to go to a senior living community. They lived all the way to the end, right, on their own. But because of that, they did not take care of their financial situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wish that in this case, my family member had talked to somebody at a senior living facility so that they could get these things in motion without the influence of family, if that happened to be one of the issues here. But, my gosh, I mean, Lisa, wouldn't you recommend that a financial planner be a big part of this at some point?
Absolutely.
That they absolutely know what's going on? To me, that would be really one of the most challenging and important part of the transition.
Yeah, I would say that's one of the reasons why I've built a team of professionals around me that include a financial planner, although many people have their own. But what surprises me the most when I sit down with people is that they don't have trusts, and they don't have wills, and they don't have DNRs in place, and they don't have any of this stuff. So one of the conversations that I have with my clients who are just buying their first real estate holding is, do we have a trust? Even though you're not married, even though you don't have children yet, do you have something in place? And so I'm starting, what I'm trying to do is help change that mindset of we not only want to purchase the asset, but we also want to protect it.
Right.
And that includes life insurance, and that includes trusts, and that includes good and homeowners insurance and things like that. So having a team of financial professionals around you to help you incorporate all of the different pieces so that they can kind of come together, that's where the power is in regards to maximizing people's opportunities to grow their wealth.
Yeah.
And protect it.
Yeah. You absolutely have to plan for the future.
Yeah.
And we talked earlier in the show about some of the different ways that you can get some security out of your real estate, right? And we were talking about the VA mortgage. And so we haven't really talked much to our listeners lately about how the VA mortgage works. I ran into a lot of veterans at the B conference. I ran into veterans all the time. And they're my favorite people. I want to make sure they know that the benefits are there for them if they qualify. So explain how the VA mortgage works.
So very simply, it's for someone who has served in the military, whether they are active duty, reserves, or retired regular military. The VA has lots of different classifications, and you have to have certain points and all that stuff. But in general, that's who can use this. It also can be used by surviving spouses if the veteran was actually killed in a war action. So that occasionally has come up. It's not that just because your husband served does it mean that you can use his VA. He has to actually have been killed in a war action. But the really most important thing with a VA loan right now, what people most generally know is 0% down and no monthly mortgage insurance, which when you can remove that monthly mortgage insurance, it can oftentimes afford you $20,000 to $30,000 more buying power with of purchasing the house because you don't have that mortgage payment. The other key component that I've seen happen is that so many veterans don't file for their disability claim. And all you need to avoid the funding fee, which can get expensive on subsequent uses, is a 10% disability rating. So I would highly recommend that if that's something that you talk to the VA. And my daughter served in the Air Force as a radio and TV broadcaster, and she has a 10% VA disability rating. I'm kind of confused as to why, but it worked. And so she doesn't have to pay the funding fee. The other component that many veterans don't know or understand is they actually have access to two VA loans. You can actually have two VA loans active at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. So how does this play into what I'm seeing happening here with higher interest rates? I currently have a client who is purchasing a home, and she is assuming, because VA loans are assumable, and they can be assumed by anyone. You don't have to. It's not a requirement that you served yourself. She's assuming a VA loan to buy this house, and she's getting a 2.375% interest rate.
Oh, wow.
And because the veteran used his primary eligibility on this house, he can still go and use his supplemental eligibility to go buy another home. And so she's getting the benefit. He still has his benefit. And so there's a lot of parts about the VA that are not well-known facts. So I just kind of, if that's something that you are eligible to, also the VA loan, I'm doing a VA loan right now for a client who's purchasing a house at $1.525 million and they're putting no money down.
Wow.
And no monthly mortgage insurance. So there is no cap on the loan limit that you can have on the VA loan. And so it's a fantastic and powerful loan. It is honestly my favorite loan to do.
I used to call it the best loan on the planet.
Yeah, and, it really is.
And I thought I might be exaggerating, but I'm really not. Because it really, the fact that it's assumable, I either forgot or never knew, Lisa, that it could be assumed by anybody. You don't have to be a veteran. So I would think that if somebody is selling a home, let's say a veteran is selling a home, he has a 2.5% interest rate that is assumable, he could get a great price for that home.
He sure could. He's gonna get a lot of competition. And so the key is to having the listing agent get that information for that particular listing out there in a way that is understood by the buying public. And then, of course, you know, you have to, we're doing a second mortgage. She has to come up with $100,000 between what she's buying it for. But at the end of the day, even with the payment she's making on the second mortgage, her payment would be lower than if we were buying the house for 7%.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's it's all about the terms.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great news. Great news. Yeah. Any other types of mortgages that are active right now, Lisa? We remember the adjustables from years ago.
Correct.
But some of these mortgages that I've heard about with the buy downs. So explain how a buy down works if somebody can pull the trigger on getting a seller or finding a way to buy down their mortgage. What does that result in?
So, well, what that results in, I ran a scenario for a client last night who was looking at a house that's $1.4 million at the lake. And they're putting down 50%. And the interest rate for them was 7.5%. And that made her principal and interest payment $5,200 a month. Mm-hmm. We have to add taxes and insurance on top of that. She wants to lowball the offer to the seller. And so I showed her on my calculator, said, well, you can do that. And if you offer them $50,000 less, you're going to save $189 a month because I don't want you paying any discount points because you're going to be refinancing. It's not going to make any sense for you to pay discount points to get the interest rate lower. So it saved her $189 a month, or $118, something like that, very small. What we want to do is consider possibly offering a full price offer to the seller and instead asking for a $50,000 seller concession. The net to the seller is exactly the same as if you offered them a lower price. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that $50,000 and I'm going to use that to buy down your interest rate to 5.625%. And I've now saved her $997 a month on her mortgage payment.
Wow. That's awesome.
So that's so buy downs, whether they are permanent buy downs, that would be a permanent buy down, or a temporary buy down, they have to be funded by the seller.
Yeah. Wow. Great options that you have for your mortgage clients. Lisa Fleck, if somebody wants to reach you at Neo Home Loans, what's the best way?
Probably my cell phone is always the best way, 775-287-2444.
We'll put it on our website, too, to make it easy for people to find you. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Trish Trenoweth has been with us, too, from Morningstar Senior Living in Sparks. Hope you've enjoyed being here, Trish.
I have. Thank you so much. I love the opportunity to come talk about our great community and what a great company Morningstar is.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to contact you, maybe come out for a tour, what is the best way to reach you?
Would love it. They can call us directly, 775-626-5665. They're going to press option 1.
All right. And I'll put your information on our website, too.
Wonderful.
Make it easy for people to find you at Nevada Real Estate Radio. Thanks for being with us, ladies. And I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in as well. We're on the air again next week, same time, same station. Tell your friends and family to tune in, too. And then they can make a great deal when it comes time to buy or sell real estate or move into a senior living center. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to Nevada Real Estate Radio with Peter Padilla. We value your listenership. Want to talk with Peter? Send an email to peter@nevadarealestateradio.com.
Attention, restaurant and bar owners. Don't let your profits go down the drain. Call Rapid Rooter Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365.
People call us. It's usually a plumbing emergency. I hear things like, help, we're underwater, or the wedding party starts in an hour. The bathrooms don't work.
Call Rapid Rooter, 775-322-4124. Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365. RapidRooterNV.com.
There is risk in owning investment real estate in your personal name. Sage International Incorporated, a local business, has been helping new and seasoned real estate investors with their real estate investment strategy by forming LLCs, series LLCs, and corporation. Call 775-786-5515. Call Sage International.
Next time on the Sherry Hill Show, I'm going to talk with Danny Heinzen of My Hometown Heroes. They are a national scholarship fund for college-bound cancer survivors who want to enroll in universities, community colleges, and trade schools. We're going to learn how they help bridge the gap between cancer and college, one scholarship at a time. The Sherry Hill Show, Mondays, 11:30 a.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 93.7 FM. The Sherry Hill Show, where business is amplified.